in brief at Press 2B. Millions of Iranians have rallied in different cities around the country to commemorate the 33rd anniversary of the Islamic Revolution. On this day back in 1979, Iranians toppled the regime of former dictator Mohammad Reza Pahlavi. They did this under the leadership of the late founder of the Islamic Republic, Imam Khomeini. Iran's president, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, has said the country will inaugurate important nuclear projects in the coming days. Speaking on the anniversary of the Islamic Revolution, Ahmadinejad said the Iranian nation has made significant progress over the past 33 years despite pressure from Western countries. Hamas's leader, Ismail Haniyeh, has said Palestinians will never recognize an Israeli entity. Haniyeh noted that Israel is trying to pressure the Palestinian people by imposing a siege on the Gaza Strip. He added that Palestinian resistance will continue until the liberation of all occupied lands. Saudi people have taken to the streets in several cities calling for an immediate regime change. Protesters turned out in mass in the cities of Khatif, Awamiya, and Safwa to condemn the regime's deadly crackdown on peaceful protests. Reports say police have opened fire on demonstrators. A general strike in Greece over the government's austerity plans has entered a second day. The walkout came hours after the cabinet approved the draft bill on new cost-cutting reforms required to secure a crucial bailout from the EU and the IMF. Spain's police have clashed with protesters in the capital, Madrid. The scuffles broke out when demonstrators gathered in Puerta del Sol in protest against the government's new labor reforms. The reforms are the latest in a series of efforts to deal with the country's economic crisis. A U.S.-led airstrike has killed at least three civilians in central Afghanistan. A few days ago, a similar attack left at least eight civilians dead in the northeastern Kapisa province. Afghan officials say the fresh attack hit the east of the city of Ghazni. And police in the U.S. have arrested at least eight Occupy demonstrators protesting against a bank foreclosure. The arrests were made after dozens of protesters entered a Chase Manhattan Bank's branch in Atlanta, Georgia, protesting the impending eviction of a family from their home.